This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Lethal lubrication is what it is. Welcoming KYAH, 540 AM in Salt Lake City, Utah. I think it's just outside of Salt Lake City, but at 540 AM, that's a massive signal. So low on the spectrum. Ooh. What's up, Salt Lake? Anyway. American media, as in the malfeasant mainstream media, just had their worst year yet. And for their efforts, well, they've announced that they would like to reward themselves more power than they've held in decades. There is no trust in the media, and that is fully deserved. They should not be trusted. They can't handle it. Debate moderators have been exposed as shills. Network employees have been busted tipping the scales for their candidates. Political reporters have been caught running stories by their sources. Fact checkers have bent over backwards for Hillary Clinton. And major newspapers have openly cast objectivity aside. All in the name of a political candidate the media were so eager to elect. One legacy magazine shipped covers celebrating her victory before the votes were even counted. I would love it. It was Newsweek. They had the Madam President issue. After Donald Trump won the election, renegade Facebook employees reportedly formed a task force to crack down on the fake news they blamed for Clinton's sizable electoral defeat, aiming to purge social media of what someone somewhere deems inaccurate. In a landscape where the fact checkers at PolitiFact said Clinton wasn't laughing at a rape victim, just laughing at getting the rapist off the hook, this should concern the ordinary Americano. 2016 study from the Pew Research Center found that the most popular social media service is Facebook, which reaches 67% of adults, two-thirds of whom get news on Facebook. So Pew reports the two-thirds of Facebook users who get news there then amount to 44% of the general population. This is truly incredible reach, and that comes with a high degree of responsibility. Proponents of the fake news ban say that social media has allowed for the spread of disinformation on a scale never before seen. They're right. Made-up stories from fake news sites happily bounce around the web, just as fake stories have been aired on television, broadcast on radio, printed on presses. Themselves, technologies that in their time allowed for the spread of disinformation on a scale that had never previously been seen. Totalitarians across the planet may have been happy to seize these means of communication to stop news, both fake and real, and even in the United States, some prominent leaders dared, including Bill Clinton's regulatory czar. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg remembers well the backlash when members of his staff were caught routinely suppressing conservative news, and the episode causes us to wonder, what is real news on Facebook? Were contested stories on the cause and the players of the Benghazi attacks fake? 2 days after the attack, the Week magazine seemed to blame a video, and as the bodies were flown home, the New York Times showed no curiosity as to why two former Navy SEALs, or why two were former Navy SEALs. And we later learned that it was a coordinated attack that had been launched on not just the mission, but a CIA annex, which is where the guns that were being run were being stored. When did that story become, quote-unquote, real news? How about contested stories on Clinton's health? Reporters at Vox called them bonkers on August 23rd. After publicity questioning her health, Dr. Drew's HLN show was canceled on August 26th. A senator called the story sexist. Andrea Mitchell called them conspiracy theories on September 1st. On September 6th, the Washington Post ran the headline, "Can we just stop talking about Hillary Clinton's health now?" And Politico called it bananas. 5 days later, Hillary Clinton collapsed in public. Is that when the story became real news? Even old internet site Snopes got in on the coming unglued for Clinton game. These reporters, in alliance with like-minded people at Facebook, think it's a great and necessary idea to crack down on media reporting outside their chosen narratives. An assistant professor at Massachusetts Merrimack College agrees, helpfully circulating a list of outlets deemed unacceptable, including Red State, The Blaze, IJR, adding that Fox News and Huffington Post are not yet included on this list but are in the danger zone. I say go for it. I've been waiting for Facebook to fall by the wayside anyway. Go for it. By all means, ban all of them. Like the Politico bombshell that the KKK is distributing booze and weed to stop the vote. That one, a story lacking basic reporting diligence, fit nicely into the reporter's worldview and was picked up unquestioningly by outlets across the country, prompting national and local officials to act. Or the Slate story that Trump had a secret Russian server which Senator Harry Reid clung to and Clinton's campaign touted. The FBI, of course, did not find that, and they called the story false the very same day. Or the aforementioned dozen stories that Clinton was in fine health and we should stop talking about it. Or the New York Times Election Day story that Clinton was 85% assured of the presidency. Or the Newsweek cover touting Madam President. Do these outlets have a modicum of self-awareness necessary to right the ship? We could let them answer the question. On Sunday, the New York Times wrote that they thought they reported the election fairly, and the same day reported that a newly vibrant Washington fears that Trump will drain its culture. We refer to that as a swamp, NYT. On Tuesday, after an executive spoke highly of Trump, major outlets reported a fringe Nazi claim that New Balance are the sneakers of white supremacists, prompting a public statement from the company. Reporter comparisons of Trump and Mike Pence to Adolf Hitler and the mafia continue to abound. And people both inside the media and inside Facebook called for an increase in progressive control of the news. Take it, by all means. I would love to see that just fall by the wayside. That'd be great. If they do that, you can bet your last dollar news stories on their power grab over speech will be deemed as false as stories on their grabs for guns. So, having lost the public's trust, it seems like they're going to try to seize the forum. Good? Remember this. Everything that you do comes with a price. Everything you do comes with a price. As a former military person, when somebody tries to cut off communications or cut off the flow of information, I view that as a hostile act. I mean, you can do what you want. Are you going to start... Are you going to start trying to intercept texts, too? I know the NSA already does it. Are you going to start trying to intercept those? That would be fine if you do that, too. Because there's going to come a time. You've already had a reckoning, and you should sit back and do a little introspection. But since you haven't done it, keep going, by all means. Just keep going. You have no idea what's waiting for you down the end of that road. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
edge. Eliminating the tall. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time.
S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Big Law Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed. Check them out, froglube.com. Okay, and what has to be an illustration of the one of the more blatant cases of self-loathing that I've ever seen, we have this Rutgers professor who became so upset about Trump's election victory that police had to take him in for psychological evaluation. His name is Kevin Allred, Caucasian. He is a woman's and gender studies professor and the creator of Politicizing Beyonce. I'm not making that up. Beyonce Knowles has become a college subject at Rutgers, which I always thought was an Ivy League school. And given his speciality, it was unsurprising that he wasn't happy that Trump won. But Allred, hey, listen. I know that social media is big stuff, but Allred, he decided to go off the rails on Twitter, tweeting his desire to kill white people. Will the Second Amendment be as cool when I buy a gun and start shooting at random white people or no? He asked on Twitter November the 10th. On Tuesday night, police show up at his house to check up on him and then carted him off to Bellevue Hospital in New York City for a two-hour psychological evaluation. Then he said in a series of Twitter posts Tuesday night, NYPD just came to my house because Rutgers police told them I'm a threat based on political statements I've made on campus and on Twitter. They forced me to now undergo a psychiatric evaluation at the hospital. They brought me by ambulance, though I'm not under arrest technically. As you might guess, this did not improve his irate condition. This is for exercising my effing First Amendment rights. I'm being labeled a threat and put in a psych hospital. And, you know, Trump is not president yet. He hasn't been sworn in yet. What we're looking at is previews of things to come. All that begins possibly January the 20th. Until then, it's Obamaland. And he said that this was proof positive that Trump's crackdown on free speech has absolutely begun. He argued his suggestion of shooting random white people was not a threat because it was merely a rhetorical question rather than a statement of intent. Rutgers spokeshole E.J. Miranda released a statement Wednesday saying Rutgers police simply responded to a complaint about Allred's statements and took all appropriate action. Once again, we have an anti-gunner who thinks you plunk down some money, buy a gun, and you are a killer. No, not exactly. You have a tool. I don't know if you know how to operate the tool or anything, but you know what? When you get out there and say, first of all, why white people, Caucasian dude guy? Why that? Why is that a thing? Why do we have to have the subsets of humanity? Could we not just say, how about random conservative people? You know, there's conservatives that are black and Asian and Hispanic. And why not that? Is a conservative black, Asian, Hispanic, is that okay? Because they voted for Trump. You know, they voted for Trump. They did. This whole idea that you get out there and say, well, all of this stuff about racism and xenophobia. Listen, progressives. While all Middle Eastern people are not terrorists, all of the terrorists are Middle Eastern, and they're all Muslim, and they're all Islamic. Okay? Some of them are homegrown. We're importing a good many of them. Go ask them how they like it in Linden Hills in Minnesota. Ask them how good that's going for them with the Somalians there. Islam is not like the Baptists. Islam is more like communism in that it is an entire system of behavior and rules. So, it is not xenophobia to get out there and look for people that would cause harm to the United States and to the people of the United States. That's not xenophobia. That's keeping up with your oath. I would not expect a pencil neck punk rimp like this cat, Mr. Allred, to understand that. But you know what? That's what he is. And he doesn't get it. And I understand that. And that's fine. You think picking up a weapon, you think projecting that you want to pick up a weapon and go out and shoot at random white people. That's not a good idea at all. Now, maybe it is in New Jersey where you live. I guess maybe that would be okay. But you're just going to, you know, you're going to be competing with the gangbangers because none of the, you know, none of your regular people there get to carry guns around, Prof. I can't stand a non-combatant that wants to get out there and talk the talk when he has no idea what he's talking about. Stay where you know what? You need to be studying Beyonce. Or is it Beyonce? Beyonce, whatever. You know, I'm particularly, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, if you're listening, what's his name? Is it Professor, Doctor, what is it? Professor Kevin Allred. If you're listening, Professor Kevin Allred, I would really love to know who did the choreography of the Sweet Dreams video. That one was cool. And if that's your, you know, if that's what you're, you know, if you politicized Beyonce, which I don't know how you do it, if you politicized her, well, that, I guess that would be a trick. But, you know, what do I know, Prof? What do I know? But I'll tell you one thing you don't need to do. You don't need to, I guess you can, you're probably going to get away with it at Rutgers, and that's good, because if you tried that around here, that weak kimchi would get you put in a sling. A lot of places that you don't think should be in a sling, you'd be put in a sling. If you were allowed to keep breathing at all. So threatening, aren't I? Here's a guy threatening to kill random white people. Smoking hot, Professor. Politicizing Beyonce. That's Ivy League school, Rutgers. One of the courses is politicizing Beyonce. I don't even need to see anything else, do I? We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
K-Y-A-H.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, well, I guess I could get that pulled up, couldn't I? Yeah. Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Every AR-15 I own has that all over the bolt carrier group. Every piece of metal is treated with it. Check it out, froglube.com. It turns out that $100 million worth of Hillary campaign demonization has paid off in creating millions of people gripped by hysteria over the utter evilness of Donald Trump. Calling Trump Hitler is already passe, so the quest for superlatives of evil is running out of material. According to a U.S. congressman, Hitler and even Stalin and Mao are all pikers in terms of mass killing. Eric Schiner of CNS News reports Representative Mike Quigley, Democrat, Illinois, says that Donald Trump's policy ideas will expose billions worldwide to loss of life. It will imperil the unique and fragile ecosystems that make the United States a wonder of the world. the president-elect used his campaign for our country's highest office to promote policy ideas that would not only pollute the planet, but expose millions of Americans and billions worldwide to loss of life, livelihood, and property. Then the ace of spades, HQ, nailed it. This is mass hysteria. In sociology and psychology, mass hysteria, also known as collective hysteria, group hysteria, or collective obsessional behavior, is a phenomenon that transmits collective illusions of threats, whether real or imaginary, through a population in society as a result of rumors and fear, which is memory acknowledgement. In medicine, the term is used to describe the spontaneous manifestation of the same or similar hysterical physical symptoms by more than one person. People teach each other how to behave. These people spend all day in bubbles spraying each other with panic pheromones like they're in some kind of, I'm not saying that out loud. Or they tweet out unhinged emotional vaudeville that sparks the release of fear and panic chemicals in readers. Hysterical over-emoting has been valorized on how one shows one feels and one really cares deeply, and ergo is virtuous. Whipping yourself into an embarrassing emotional lather is now considered righteous instead of ridiculous. Inevitably, though, something that feeds upon itself burns out. So in just over 2 months, we'll have an actual President Trump being not so scary. Now, there's a lot more self-discrediting ahead for people and media organs alike, however. Here's the thing. You guys look like fools. You look like idiots. President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama wanted to fundamentally transform the nation. And he tried everything he could. He got Obamacare, and he got nothing else. Everything that he has done up to this point, all of the executive orders, all of the overreach, all of that's going to be gone. It's all going to be gone. About 10 days after he takes office, after Trump takes office, if he does what he says he was going to do. Trump is not a Democrat. He is not a Republican. He is a hybrid. He measures things in accomplishment and performance, which is something politicians don't do. He doesn't care about protocol. He doesn't care about convention. He doesn't care about tradition. He was elected with a mandate. A very clearly defined mandate, as were the Republicans. You guys were supposed to have, at the very least, the Senate. And there was, a little bit of noise about the House, and you got none of it. You didn't get the presidency. You didn't get any of it. Even I thought, to a degree, you were going to make gains in the Senate, and you didn't. You got Kelly Ayotte's seat. Big deal. That's not a loss for me. The only one that I think of, and they were talking about him in the chat room, I would absolutely love to see Lindsey Graham get defeated. By any Democrat, I couldn't care less. Not a big difference for me. So, all that notwithstanding, you guys are looking ridiculous. The presidency is a powerful position, without a doubt, but it is not omnipotent, no matter how much Barack Obama wanted it to be. Now, one thing that I would actually get the giggles out of would be if President Trump actually started doing some of the things Obama did. Because Obama set the precedent for it. And don't tell me about how untransparent he is because he doesn't show his tax returns. He's in an audit. Barack Obama's stuff is all sealed up. His college records, we don't know what his grade point average was. We've never known that. He's been the president for 8 years. We don't even know if he passed. So don't feed me that, please. Don't feed me that manure. That's a bunch of junk. But getting out there and being afraid that he's going to do this and going to do that and going to do the other. Climate change is not settled science. I have seen, a lot of my, I watch a lot of YouTube because a lot of the very creative young minds are on YouTube, and it's cool to watch them. And every one of them buy into this climate change nonsense. And they get so, and a bunch of them are not even in this country. They're not even citizens of this country. And yet they're getting angry and mad about all this other stuff. And I mean, I really don't get you guys. And they're millennials. Okay. Does that explain it for me? Is it the millennial thing? Who's coming behind the millennials? What are they going to be called? There's Dr. John. I haven't seen Dr. John in the chat room in a long time. Who's coming after the millennials? Right now we have to deal with the millennials. So all of this junk about Obama, about Trump being the evil incarnate, no, he is not. He's going to actually do a couple of things. If he does the whole highways thing, which, you know, nobody's out there going, oh, that evil Donald Trump, he wants to rebuild the highways and put people to work. You know how many jobs that is? And I mean, this is something that needs to be done. This is truly a shovel-ready project. The wall that he's talking about building is a shovel-ready project. If he gets out there and does a third of what he wants to do, this will be a highly successful president. And that's the problem with the progressives, because they know that right now he has 4 years of him, 2 years unobstructed, without a doubt. 2 years unobstructed, and the Senate probably is not going to fall if McConnell will actually do something. And the first thing McConnell needs to do is on some of these things, he needs to get out there and change the rules, a la Harry Reid, like he used to do all the time, and say, we just got to do it by simple majority from here on out. And then Republicans, toe the line, please. We'll be right back. Oh, I'm sorry. Princeton is Ivy League, not Rutgers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lines coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. Check it out. Cake. Cake it all over those AR-15s. Pantsuit can't be sleeping too well these days as several unpleasant possibilities darken her future. President Barack Hussein Obama may pardon her, or he may not. And if not, President Trump will dominate her nightmares once again. Will he pardon her? Or will he let the investigations run their course? Here's some predictions for you, if I may. Remember, I'm not too bad at this kind of thing. President Obama will not pardon Hillary Clinton in conformity with his oft-repeated insistence that she did not knowingly do anything wrong and that she certainly did not jeopardize national security. Hence, she has done nothing that needs pardoning. Those statements will be made for the purpose of absolving his administration of scandal and promoting Hillary's campaign, but may not reflect his real opinion. But they do align with the no foul, therefore no pardon. A deeper reason for not pardoning her is that he's mad as hell. He revealed some of his anger earlier in his first press conference after the election when he pointed out that if you want to win Iowa, you've got to campaign in Iowa. And that was a direct dig at Hillary. He thinks she blew it so badly that even his and Michelle's efforts to campaign for her were a waste of time. Combine this with his apparent genuine dislike for the "you're likable enough" lady and what must have been his justifiable outrage upon learning of Clinton Foundation deal making, and you have all the ingredients for sweet, sweet revenge. The greatest factor weighing against an Obama pardon, however, is what it would do to that for which he is most dearly yearns, which is his legacy. It's hard enough for him to insist, as he has frequently done, that the election was less a repudiation of his policies than a desire by some folks to shake things up. It's harder still to admit that he appointed a miscreant to the office of Secretary of State who jeopardized national security under his watch and with his witless participation. Far better for him to suck it up and to carry on the fiction. So Hillary has very little to fear until January 20th. What will President Trump do? He said on 60 Minutes that he didn't want anything bad to happen to them, Hillary and Bill, and that these are good people. Also, he is properly reluctant, I think, to prosecute political opponents. On the other hand, Donald Trump has often expressed his belief that the Clintons and their foundation violated important laws. He's also, inveighed against a rigged justice system that allows powerful people to get away with things that would send ordinary Americans to prison. He has created a constituency for this point of view, and it demands action. So I think that Trump, when he becomes President Trump, will instruct his Justice Department to continue to vigorously investigate the machinations of the Clinton Foundation and ultimately to issue a detailed Comey-like public statement on their findings. And then, if the Clintons are found to have committed violations of law, and after the public has been advised of the extent and details of their lawbreaking, there's probably a possibility that Trump will pardon them. So brace for that. Brace for that. On the other hand, you never know. Because he hasn't, I don't know who his AG is going to be. He may just, he is a manager, but he knows how to delegate authority. I think he may let that go off. But we'll see. We will see what he does. I think he probably thinks he has bigger fish to fry, to be honest with you, than that one. And in defeating Clinton, he did far more to save the country. But she does deserve to be in jail, no doubt about it. She deserves, and I sincerely hope that he goes after her and Bill Clinton and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch for the talk with Bill Clinton and all these other things. I hope Comey can't get a job at a Burger King drive-thru when all this is done. In the 1999 movie The Sixth Sense, we got a memorable line spoken by the character of a young boy named Cole that was played by Haley Joel Osment. Chad was suffering because he had the unenviable gift of communicating with dead people. He confided his burden to a child psychologist named Dr. Crow, played by Bruce Willis. The cheerful boy added, "The dead are walking around like regular people. They don't see each other. They only see what they want to see, and they don't know they're dead." The psychologist was fervently trying to help this kid. As a trained professional, Dr. Crow believed the child was clinically delusional, but there was a problem. Dr. Crow was dead. He didn't know he was dead. It fell to the child to help the psychologist finish business from the life he had departed and move on to join the dead. Now we look at the left-wing media. From the desiccated dowagers like the New York Times to strumpets like Salon and Huffington Post, they're dead and they don't know it. They only see what they want to see. People who recently thought themselves so powerful, Obama, Clinton, Reid, Pelosi, the list is very, very long, are walking around like regular people, but their existence is over. So many are dead and don't know it. They were murdered by their own hypocrisy. They claim to be publishing the truth, but they offered only the half-truth of blind dogma. They claimed to fight for freedom, but created more lifeless government control. They claimed to stand for inclusiveness, but all they offered was soul-killing blame to the outsider. Like the dead psychologist who could see only his theory of illness in the boy, the recently powerful deceased were poisoned by their own prejudices. They wail of their delusions from the darkness. They are useless specters with no power except futile yowls of hateful names. Racist, sexist, phobic this, phobic that, against the living. Hate was the last thing they knew in life and all they can speak of in death. They're disconnected from the conditions of life and serve no purpose for us now. They can only wail over and over again. And this week, that was hurled against Steve Bannon, the former Breitbart News executive whom the president-elect chose to be his chief strategist. The disincarnate ghouls at Salon said Bannon hates Jews and women and has been embraced by the worst of America. The unnamed worst of America they fear are the living, the thinking, and the free. The unknowing dead at Huffington Post called Bannon by the hollow and senseless term white nationalist. They cry out in meaningless words because they have no link to life, only the delusions of the dead. Alan Dershowitz wasted his breath disputing with the dead. He said it's not legitimate to call someone an anti-Semite because you disagree with their policies. He went on to provide rational historical evidence disputing the growling libel against Bannon, but he would be better off speaking to the living. Harry Reid, late of the Senate, degraded the body by gnashing his rotted teeth against Trump and Bannon. And he has no power to do any good for the American people. He brings a sour stench of death to their great representative body with his impotent hate. Today it was Bannon. And tomorrow the bloodless ghouls will fling furies against someone else. And there's no point to answer them. Because they can't hear anything but their own bitter frenzy. The child said they cannot see each other. They only see what they want to see. Let the dead bury the dead, and let us ignore them and forget them and live. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.